Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Better Left Unsaid podcast. There aren't many announcements from me this week, so for now, I'll just let you get straight to the recording. Disclaimer, I do not own Naruto. Kishimoto better change his name to Santa Claus and fork over the rights, or his ass is grass. Chapter 2, too many questions, not enough answers. It had only been one day since Naruto had learned chakra echolocation jutsu, and he had barely stopped using it for the entire day before. Once he ate and bragged about his graduation to Tucci and Ayame at Ichiraku Ramen, he went straight home and pretty much sat on his roof for hours, just sending out pulse after pulse, scouting for anything he could sense. It was unarguably the stillest Naruto had ever sat for the longest period of time. Why didn't more people take the time to learn this jutsu from Maruka Sensei? As a matter of fact, why not teach it in the academy? It was so cool. Anyway, after doing that for a few hours of mindless entertainment, funny though, Iruka said it was wasteful on chakra. He didn't feel like he'd been doing anything, but that was a whole different matter. After he was done playing with his new jutsu, he headed inside. He still had a week to wait before he was to be at orientation, and he had nothing to do. He promised he wouldn't pull any pranks, and he wasn't going to be able to top the Hokage Monument painting anyways. He had absolutely nothing to do that night. There was no need to go to bed early or anything. He didn't have anywhere to be the next morning for the entire week, but he didn't have a thing to do for that period of time. You need to get all the academy katas down and finish learning the taijutsu. Iruka told him he needed to finish learning the taijutsu. Naruto always assumed he was passable in taijutsu, because he was. It was the only thing he decisively passed, no matter what, in the academy, because it didn't require him to learn anything or pay too much attention. All the attention he paid was in the beginning when they went over the most simple basics provided. How to punch and kick. That was it. He knew nothing else formal about it. Not how to dodge and parry. Not even how to properly block. He never even really got reprimanded in taijutsu class, because more often than not, when they would spar, he would win. He couldn't beat kids like Kiba or that asshole Sasuke, but pretty much everyone else he was able to, at the very least, hang tough against, because he launched an assault right when the fight would start. When he got hit, he would just work on through it, counting on the fact he could take more punches than his opponents. His style was no style. He was a hard-nosed brawler, and it suited him fine to this point, but he promised he would try that, and he didn't have anything to do. It was too late to go out and run amok. What he forgot, however, was that he had never bothered to even keep his stuff together from the academy. When he got homework or some handout that he didn't do right there on the spot, it usually got forgotten among some clutter, and he hadn't touched anything on taijutsu in forever. Hence, the rest of his night awake was spent with him digging all over the apartment for his stuff on academy taijutsu. When he had woken up the next morning, 2 hours were spent with him retrieving the rest of his scrolls on taijutsu, and by the time he had finished that and had some breakfast, he was just too bored to sit in his apartment and read them. Deciding to kill two birds with one stone, he left the house in search of somewhere interesting that could help him hold his attention long enough to get the practical application of the academy taijutsu, because after learning the basic stance, punches, and kicks, Iruka went into lecture mode about a month after that, killing Naruto's buzz, so to speak, and letting his attention on the matter drop. At least this time, I can skip all the boring stuff and just learn the cool moves on the scroll, Naruto thought to himself as he walked through the village. He held the scroll in his hand, looking as he navigated the village streets on autopilot. He didn't really need to keep his eyes ahead of him. People usually always gave him a wide berth when he was going anywhere, something he didn't really understand, but that was the way it had been for as long as he could remember. That was okay. All he had to do was show them how awesome he was, and then everyone would change, which was going to happen any day now that he was finally a ninja. Kids would be asking for autographs. He'd hear people reference his greatness, even in conversations where his name wasn't even in the topic. Appraising eyes would be on him every time he went in public. Yep, he couldn't wait. I can't wait to show everybody how much ass I kick. I got to learn this taijutsu so I can get started. With a huge grin on his face, Naruto sped off towards the verdant forests of Konoha to find somewhere to get to work. Naruto was incredibly disappointed when he finally reached his spot in the forest he had chosen to train at. The Academy Taijutsu Scroll only had a few basics: how to throw textbook punches, kicks, how to block to minimize damage, how to notice your opponent telegraphing an attack. Just those basics. The most advanced thing in the scroll he found was how to trap a limb, and that was where the little hint of instruction stopped, with the words, "From here, utilize advanced grappling knowledge." When the hell had they gone over that? Why didn't he have a scroll on it? Naruto growled and stood up to go through the motions that were actually provided instruction on the scroll, as he really didn't know those things actually, except for the punches and kicks. Blocking was harder to get, seeing as he needed a training partner. Then he proceeded to slam his head on a tree, as he realized he had a built-in training partner from the jutsu he'd learned from the scroll seals. With a clone made of via shadow clone jutsu, Naruto had him play living dummies. He directed the clone to hold its hand out and catch his punches and kicks so that Naruto didn't have to smash them up on a tree. It would always dispel after blocking a few, but he could always bring out another one, no matter how irksome it was. This went on for 30 minutes before Naruto decided to drill his defense. Making a clone that was grinning at the potential prospect brought along by his order, which was to punch and kick the original Naruto while he tried blocking, parrying, and eventually catching the punches in his grasp, he set himself in his basic stance and prepared for practicing his blocking, which really didn't work out too well for him right off the bat. Naruto's clone immediately took to pummeling his creator, per his orders, not even letting Naruto reset himself to try again. Then it basically devolved into Naruto rolling and brawling with himself on the fourth floor. "Ow, you bit me," the original Naruto shouted before dispelling his unruly clone with a hard smash over his head. "Stupid, violent shadow clone." Naruto shook back and smashed his fist against a tree, forcing the leaves to shake violently. A kunai then deposited itself right above where his hand was, the tree, forcing Naruto to turn around and let out a pulse to determine his attacker's exact location. Naruto turned in the exact direction he felt a living presence with a serious look. "Who's there? You might as well come out. I can find you no matter what." Naruto sounded pretty tough, but that kunai came close to pinning him to a tree. And the other night, while playing with his new jutsu, he'd gotten used to sensing distance. He sensed that the person that did that from about 500 feet away. That was scary aim, even though they missed, and he hoped they'd missed on purpose. After a few seconds, a brown-eyed girl with brown hair put up into buns came out, looking over Naruto warily, the favor being returned right back to her. She had a sleeveless pink Chinese top and dark green pants. The thing Naruto noted was that she had her own headband signifying her as a ninja of the village, and he had left his at home, only playing to wear it once orientation took place. Naruto pulled the kunai. She had finally thrown it into the tree trunk, out with quite a bit of effort as he kept his eyes on her. How hard did she throw this thing? He finally managed to pull the kunai out and held it out in front of him suspiciously. "Why'd you throw that at me?" he asked. The girl spoke up with conviction in his voice. "For the last 45 minutes, all I hear from my spot training in the forest is a lot of yelling and shouting, and then a bunch of cursing, and finally someone starts sounding like they're going to tear the forest apart. Let's just say I don't like leaving things unsolved and leave it at that. Now who are you?" Naruto didn't really drop his guard. Mizuki wasn't supposed to try and kill him either, and that still happened. "Naruto, future Hokage, Databayo. You have to be a ninja first before you can try being Hokage, kid." Naruto got a tick mark on his head from how she was talking to him. Naruto snapped at her. "I am a ninja, no different from you." The girl didn't verbally respond as she simply audibly taps the metal of her headband. "You need one of these to distinguish yourself as a ninja of this village, so where's your—" Damn it. So most of this could have been avoided if he'd just worn the headband. He wasn't leaving that thing home ever again. "I didn't bring it. I didn't know I'd need it to actually identify myself today. I only have orientation until next week." The girl's distrustful look switched over to one of amusement as her seemingly hostile posture straightened up. She walked over to Naruto and ruffled his hair. "Aw, you're just a baby rookie, huh?" She grinned at him as he shook her hand off his head. "Oi," Naruto replied crossly. "You're treating me like a five-year-old. I'm a legal adult now, a fully-fledged ninja." "Of course you are," the girl pinched Naruto's cheek, taking pride in the twitching eyebrows, signifying his ire at the current predicament. "Such a big, tough ninja that hasn't even put his headband on yet, or even gone on a mission. So precious." Naruto's voice came out distorted due to the girl grabbing his cheek. You know, you're not any older than me, so you can't be that much further advanced. She raised an eyebrow. I've been a genin for a little over a year. That's an eternity compared to a newbie like you. I'd squash you if we were to ever fight. Oh yeah? Naruto felt insulted. Who did this girl think she was? Why did everybody think they could just walk all over him all the time? Even when people don't know him, it still happened. How about you put your money where your mouth is? The girl looked sufficiently amused by his statement. All right then, you're lucky that my team broke off for the day so that we could all train on our own. So now I've got some time to play with you. Follow me. She finished by taking her kunai out of Naruto's grasp. Naruto flexed his fingers in anticipation as he followed this new girl into a clearing to fight. This was his first legitimate fight against a ninja sense Mizuki, and he was going to make her eat her words. The girl stood out in front of him with a confident look on her face. I'll go easy on you and wrap this up in 3 minutes, Naruto-chan, she taunted. Naruto grit his teeth. She was seriously messing with him now. Oh yeah? I don't know who you are, but I know damn well that you don't know me. And I'll tell you this, though. Don't underestimate me. Naruto broke out into a rush right at the Kunoichi, planning to just knock her block off and be done here so he could be productive again. The girl's jaw almost dropped at how straightforward this guy was. The space between them was 30 yards. 30 yards he had to cover before he could even think of taking a swing at her. And he wasn't even that fast. Hell, one of her teammates hopping on one leg could probably be faster than this kid was moving. She had to refrain from shaking her head as she pulled out a set of shuriken. She really didn't want to hurt this kid. Naruto ended up falling on his face as sharp pains hit him in multiple places on his body. Naruto rolled over at him, his legs to see multiple shurikens sticking out in front of them, going down. He looked up in surprise at his female opponent, who had a displeased look on her face. If that's all you got, then go home. I should have killed you right there and been done with it if this were an actual battle. Naruto's eyes widened. She was right. He barely even saw anything coming at him, and she hit him flush. Ignoring this, Naruto pulled the shuriken out of his legs and stood back up. She hadn't hit him anywhere vital, or even anywhere important, so she was using weapons, was she? Naruto reached into his own supply out and let out a barrage of shuriken at the girl, who simply smirked and threw her own, hitting each of Naruto's and knocking them out of the air. She was looking too smug for him to just quit and leave. Not without hitting her once. Not without giving her one good one, to prove he wasn't pathetic. Naruto lifted his hands and made a cross seal. Shadow clone jutsu! The girl's eyes widened. She saw one Naruto multiply into 12. She was so surprised, she almost missed his shout of, "Go!" that spurned them all into action. The sight of so many Narutos charging into her and the realization that they weren't regular bunshin and were real almost made her run away. She had gotten herself under control, and folks, it didn't matter if there were 12 of him. 12 times 0 was still 0. Naruto planned on giving her the old Mizuki special, but he figured she was a genin and Mizuki was an elite. Sending that many would be complete overkill, so 12 was enough. He thought that right until a bow staff appeared in her hands in a puff of smoke, and she began to decimating his clones. Seeing a girl his age masterfully handle a 6-foot-long staff so effectively, his clones weren't even getting close enough to mount an offense. It was disheartening. What did he have? What? Was he just going to flood the field with clones like Mizuki and beat her to a bloody pulp because she had skill that he didn't have? He didn't think that Teme Sasuke could beat this girl. Who are you? Naruto asked when she finished mowing down his shadow clones. Down. The girl set the head of her staff on the ground and her hand and wiped her brow. It took you long enough to ask. How rude. My name is Tenten. Sir, we done. Naruto frowned. He didn't have what did he have other than shadow clones? That was his trump card, his best technique, the strongest thing he had. He could have kept making them as long as he wanted, but she would have just kept killing him off, and he didn't like his own chances of getting close to her the way his replicas had been put out of commission. No, a win was a win, and he'd be damned if he's just going to lay down and let this girl beat him without at least trying to triumph. Naruto channeled his chakra and formed the hand sealed again. Multiple shadow clone jutsu. Okay, seeing a rookie that hadn't even had a day of training on the job make solid clones was an eye-opener for Tenten. But this was ridiculous. She was surrounded on all sides by Naruto's clones that were giving her a wide berth to avoid the staff. But it was only a matter of time before he sent them in. She knew it was only logical. Tenten quickly pulled out two scrolls and set them on the ground, making a short set of hand seals. "Go!" Naruto shouted, ordering his Kage Bunshin to put Tenten down hard. Twin rising dragons, Tenten's scrolls unraveled upwards in a swirling pattern of smoke as she jumped between them and began unsealing weapons from them surrounding her. She then proceeded to mercilessly bombard Naruto's horde of copies with every single weapon she had amassed inside her scrolls. Not just the standard fare of kunai and shuriken. Tenten pelted the poor clones with Fuma shuriken, a mace, sickles, senbon, katanas. She even threw out a few broadswords. And everything she threw hit. Nothing she flung at the shadow clones missed their mark. All of them forgot about attacking and simply focused on surviving. But there was nowhere to go. They were in the middle of a clearing, and the closest cover was 60 yards away, and Tenten wasn't taking prisoners. In a matter of moments, Tenten had cleared the field of every single image of Naruto she had been aiming at. She landed on the ground, and her scrolls went slack as the field was covered in leftover smoke from all the clones. Tenten grimaced at her handiwork. She hadn't missed a single one, and they were far too slow for her to miss on her worst day. She looked around for the real Naruto. She hoped she hadn't injured him too badly with all that. She might have gone a little overboard. "Kid, you still alive? Say something." She began walking and looking about the field that was hazy from all the shadow clone smoke that was steadily dispersing. The area finally cleared up, and Tenten couldn't see Naruto anywhere. There was no blood either, signifying that he had not ran away or not. A poof sound directed her attention behind her, where all she saw was a flash of yellow and orange before a fist closed in on her face. "Dynamic entry!" A green blur came out of nowhere and plowed a flying kick into the side of Naruto's face, sending him flying off from his surprise attack on Tenten, and sending him sliding through the amassed weapons from Tenten's jutsu. The blur turned out to be a boy their age in a green bodysuit, orange leg warmers, and bandaged hands. A red headband around his waist as a belt. He had a black bowl cut hairstyle and large eyebrows over rounded black eyes. He stood protectively in front of Tenten in a fighting stance. "I cannot allow you to harm my teammate. Such an underhanded attack on my youthful female comrade." "Lee?" Tenten said questioningly as she saw Naruto struggling and failing to pick himself up off the ground. Her mood turned from confusion to annoyance. "Lee, that's what he was supposed to do. We were sparring. He was supposed to try and hit me." The boy, now identified as Lee, stood up out of his stance and looked at Tenten in a puzzled manner before his face turned apologetic. "Oh, I'm sorry, Tenten. I simply saw him appear and attack you from behind, so I just acted. I apologize." Tenten shook her head. "Whatever, I'm not the one you need to apologize to. I'm not the one that got blindsided and knocked senseless." Her head turned towards Naruto, who had finally pulled himself into a sitting position. Naruto sat on the ground, rubbing his face and clearing the mass amounts of weapons around him so that he didn't get cut or stabbed by anything. What the hell hit him? One second he was so close to nailing that Tenten chick right in the chin so he could see the fear in her eyes, and then he was over 40 feet away, feeling like chewing would be a pipe dream in the near future. He stopped thinking when he saw the object of his last attack kneel down in front of him with an apologetic look on her face and said, "I'm sorry about that. My hot-headed teammate jumped the shark and interrupted the fight." Naruto looked at her eyes, exuding remorse for his appearance. He dabbed at his face with his hand and pulled it away. When he was hit in the face, it must have been dragged across the ground. Quite a bit of blood he saw from where he touched it. He must have cut it up on Tenten's myriad of weaponry. "Are you all right?" A smirk crossed Naruto's face suddenly. "I told you I'd last more than 3 minutes." Naruto then noticed how concerned she sounded and gave her a reassuring grin. "Sure, I'll be fine. This will all heal up by tomorrow," he said loudly before clutching his jaw. He'd opened it too far to talk. He looked over at the strange guy in gray. Ah, he must have been the douche that hit him. He probably fractured his jaw. "I'm terribly sorry for kicking you," the green guy said frantically. "I was not aware that it was a spar. I thought you were trying to harm my teammate, and I just jumped in and..." "Lee!" Tenten cut him off from speaking any further. "I think he gets it. You're sorry." Lee stops moving around and spazzing out. "Yes, Tenten is correct. I apologize for harming you." The boy bowed before straightening out and giving a smile. "I am Konoha's beautiful green beast, Rock Lee!" Did his teeth just sparkle? Naruto figured he must have been concussed or something and shook it off. "Well, then, I'm Naruto Uzumaki, the next Hokage. Datebayo, what a youthful goal!" Lee shouted to the skies. "I myself have high dreams, as does our dear Tenten. I wish to be a world-famous ninja only known for my taijutsu, and Tenten wishes to be a ninja on par in both strength and reputation-wise of Tsunade. Naruto just nodded once he heard Tenten's dream. He had no idea who that was. He rubbed his jaw again once Lee's goal registered with him. Well, you're off to a good start, both of you, actually. Naruto looked at the weapons surrounding him. You didn't miss once. Tenten smiled before it fell. Well, wait, I missed you. Naruto shook his head. No, you never threw anything at me. You just destroyed all of my clones. After you cut down a few, I hid in the smoke and hinged into one of the weapons that you threw. It was really scary, though. Tenten held out a hand and helped Naruto his feet. You almost got me. If Lee hadn't cooked you, I'd probably be face up looking at the clouds right now, wondering how that happened. Naruto grinned at her widely. Transformation jutsu is super useful. I was never going to get close enough to do anything to you with the way you were fighting. Rubbing the back of her head sheepishly, she left. What can I say? I like weapons. She then let out a sigh. But now I have to pick up and reseal all of these. Lee gave her a rigid salute. I will help you retrieve all your ninja tools, Tenten. And with that, he ran off around the entire clearing, picking up weaponry. Naruto was shocked at his speed and then turned to Tenten. So that's why it looked easy for you to hit me when he's your teammate? That guy's insanely fast. You have no idea, Tenten agreed. But you weren't bad. Yes, I was, Naruto looked down. You said it yourself. You could have killed me right at the start. Even then, the only way I could get close was with that trick. Well, duh, Tenten said with a roll of her eyes. That's what a shinobi's supposed to do. Catch their opponent off guard and finish them. It's not like you had any weapon to get near me with anyways. You had to fight like that, or you would have never gotten near me. Naruto's face lit up at that. Actually, I did have a weapon more dangerous than any of yours. Tenten looked at him, anticipating his answer. My mind. Tenten blinked at him before bursting into laughter, forcing her to double over and hold herself on her knees. Your mind? Okay, whatever you say it is. She finished with a giggle. Yush! Lee deposited all of Tenten's weapons in a neat pile by her two scrolls and saluted her. Tenten, Gai-sensei sent me here to retrieve you so that we could take a mission. You should hurry and get back to our training ground. Lee turned his attention to Naruto. It was nice to meet you, Naruto-san. I hope I will see you around the village one day. And with that, Lee ran out of the clearing, away from Naruto and Tenten. Tenten sighed and walked over to her scrolls, quickly sealing her tools back inside them. Whoa! She looked at Naruto oddly, getting him to continue. That was cool. How did you do that? Tenten almost face faulted. That was just me sealing my weapons back up. I learned how to do that in the academy, didn't you? Naruto looked away sheepishly and mumbled, What was that? And mumbled, What was that? She asked him. I said I was the dead last, he shouted before going silent, expecting her to start making fun of him or laugh at him or start treating him like everyone else did, ignoring him. Tenten gave him a worried smile. Well, you graduated, didn't you? Graduating last is better than not graduating at all, right? She pocketed her scrolls and patted him on the shoulder. You know, Lee was dead last of our class last year, too. Naruto looked up at her with bulging eyes. Yep, he can't do any ninjutsu and barely passed, and now look at him. I would rather have him on my side than any of those other guys from our years, so don't worry about it. Naruto couldn't believe it. That guy had been the Dobe, too. How did he get so good? He was so fast, I don't think anyone in my class could touch him. Tenten put up one finger. He trained very hard. She then turned to leave the field. See you around, Naruto. If you want a rematch, you can usually find me here on my days where my team doesn't meet. Naruto watched her leave and waved at her, getting a wave back. He looked at the field he just used to more or less get his ass kicked. So that's how strong a Genin is after 1 year of being a ninja. His face formed into a small grin. Well, it looks like I'm going to have to get better than that, won't I? After getting bored with the monotony of just going through taijutsu katas for hours, Naruto headed back into town. The cuts he had suffered from his little scuffle were steadily healing, but he still had to head home to grab some bandages, making him look like he'd lost a fight. He basically had, but he still didn't like looking like he did in public. He simply kept to himself and wandered about, thinking on what he'd done today. Tenten really kicked my ass. All those shadow clones were useless when it came to getting close to her. She was really good with those weapons. I almost got her, though, after I did that trick with Hench. Huh. So that's what Iruka-sensei meant. My brain is the most dangerous weapon. Naruto wondered Wandering, he had taken to him from the business and residential districts of Konoha he normally found himself frequenting, and brought him over to the side of the village that was more focused on military matters. He hadn't been here much because there was never really any need to do anything except go and hang out with the third Hokage for some bit. That actually didn't sound like a half bad idea, come to think of it. With a new course of action set in mind, Naruto headed towards the Hokage Tower, where once he arrived, the guards gave him a cautious look. He got that look more often than not, but in this case, he figured they had some reason to look at him like that. He had just broken in 2 days ago and stolen a scroll full of village secrets. As he headed towards the office, he greeted the pretty secretary that let him go inside, where he found the old Kage sitting at his desk with a lit pipe in hand. "You shouldn't smoke that stuff, Sarutobi Jiji. You're already old enough. Don't let that smoke kill you faster." The old man chuckled at Naruto and put his pipe out for the boy's benefit. "Naruto-kun, what can I do for you today?" He then got a good look at his face. "What on earth happened to you?" Naruto grinned awkwardly. "Well, I kind of got into a fight with an older genin a little while ago." The old man frowned disapprovingly. "You shouldn't be picking fights with your comrades, Naruto. You should know better than that." "I'm disappointed." Naruto looked down ashamedly. He didn't even bother telling him that 10-10 more or less started, as he didn't think that would go over so well as an excuse, even if he had. "I'm sorry, Gigi. I learned a lesson. She kind of handed me my ass for the most of it." Hiruzen's move improved as he let out an aged chuckle. "Well, you are just a fresh genin, Naruto, and she's been at it this for a while. At least a year if she's older than you, from the way you sound. A year of hard training and field experience while you were still in the academy makes her a better shinobi just out of principle." About the academy, Naruto figured he might as well ask while it was fresh on his brain before he forgot. "I was going over some stuff about the academy taijutsu, and it all had the basic stuff, but the only thing it said on anything else was something I didn't even have. I checked later and I couldn't find it. Something about advanced grappling knowledge, but I don't have anything on that." The old man stood up and rested his hand on Naruto's shoulder as he led him out of his office. "I'll show you this now, since you're a shinobi now, Naruto. Come with me." The third Hokage led Naruto out to the roof of the tower, where he proceeded to use the body flicker jutsu to take them to a building at the top of the Hokage monument. Naruto looked at Sarutobi, who started walking ahead of him towards the building. "Can you teach me how to do that, Gigi?" Naruto asked excitedly. "Maybe you can teach it to yourself, Naruto." The Hokage motioned for Naruto to catch up with him. After the boy caught up, he proceeded to open a massive set of double doors. Behind the set of doors lay a massive room with row after row of books and scrolls. "Where are we, Sarutobi Jiji?" Naruto wondered. He had never been near this place before. When he went to the top of the Hokage Mountain, all he ever did was go look off over the edge of the village. Hiruzen smiled. "This is the Konoha Archive Library. Located here is tons of information on things like village history, ninja both past and current, and all sorts of other things." Naruto deflated. "Ah, I thought this was going to be cool. All this place has are a bunch of musty books and scrolls." Hiruzen shrugged. "Oh, I thought a few ninja techniques were here as well. But if you aren't interested..." He baited Naruto, and he didn't let him down. "Hold on," Naruto stopped. "You said that there's all kinds of stuff in here, like jutsu too, right?" "There are a few if you actually comb through and look." Hiruzen knew he had him now. Just the prospect of learning a new jutsu had brought Naruto ready to go. "Well, let's get going then," Naruto yelled before a harsh shush sounded out from a man sitting at the front desk. A middle-aged man with close-cut black hair and a small high ponytail, a goatee, glasses, and a long white jacket opened to show a dark orange shirt and black pants. The man sighed. "You can't just yell in the middle of this place, you know. This facility's for quiet study. Please don't disrupt the shinobi here to work." Naruto blushed and rubbed the back of his hands. "Sorry, Oji-san. It won't happen again." Hiruzen chuckled and patted Naruto on the head. "This is Ikeda Atsutsu. He's the head of Konoha's cryptanalysis squad." Wow, Naruto says. He looked at the average-looking man. You must be a really important guy then, huh? I'm just a basic librarian when I'm not needed to work. The man smiled slightly. Yeah, a bookworm's good for something in a hidden village after all. Now what can I do for you, Hokage-sama? Hiruzen led Naruto closer to his desk. Well, Uzumaki Naruto here just graduated, and he would like to go through your library to see if he can find something on advanced grappling techniques to bolster his academy taijutsu. And some cool jutsu, Naruto cut in loudly before suddenly covering his mouth. Sorry, I forgot. Atsuo waved it off. It's all right. I'm kind of iffy on exactly what volumes on taijutsu are. He looked at Naruto. He is a shinobi, recently. Isn't he? Yes, yes, he is a recent graduate, Hiruzen assured him. I most certainly wouldn't have brought him here if he weren't. He simply neglected to wear his headband today. Isn't that right, Naruto-kun? Naruto wasn't sure, was sure there was a lesson in that comment somewhere. It was the second time today he'd almost gotten himself in trouble for not wearing that thing. He just wanted to keep it looking good for orientation. If he had worn it, he would have gotten it all scuffed up in his little scrape with Tenten, or would have gotten all sweaty, and he could have lost it. He was trying to be responsible. Yes, Gigi, Naruto said, as if he'd just been lightly scolded. Atsuto nodded. All right, then. Next time, make sure you wear it. Only shinobi of Konoha, or those with express permission from the Hokage, can come in here and examine our archives. Let me get someone to help you. Shiho! He shouted into the mostly still library, getting Naruto and Hiruzen to sweat drop at the hypocrisy. A surprised yelp came before some swift rummaging noises. Seconds later, a girl with blonde hair, darker than Naruto's, tied back in a ponytail, with a red hairband and glasses that looked like swirls and were in them where her eyes should have gone on her face, came out and stood in front of Atsuo's desk. Her hair had occasional strands sticking up, making her look slightly disheveled. She had a long dark dress and a long white coat like Atsuto, only she held her coat together with a black headband worn like a backwards sash around her waist. Yes, sensei, what can I do for you? Shiho said when she'd gotten to the front. Atsuto smiled at the girl, turned to Naruto. This is my genin apprentice, Shiho. If you'd like, I'm certain she'd help you find anything it is that you're looking for here. Shiho, go ahead and say hello to the Hokage and meet Naruto Uzumaki. The girl turned and saw Naruto, who gave her a tentative wave. The girl returned it with a smile. Hello, Hokage-sama. Hello, Naruto-kun. I'd be happy to help out. All I was doing before this was putting back some of the books those lazy ninja didn't bother with. Speaking of which, did you finish that? Atsuto said with a look that had a dangerous gleam in his eyes. Shiho recoiled slightly. I was almost done, but then you called me to meet Uzumaki-kun. Sorry, sensei. Man laughed. It's all right, Shiho, as long as it gets done before you head home for the day. Now, if you would, please help Naruto here get situated. Here's inside. Well, I have to go back to the office and complete my work. Please take good care of Naruto-kun here, if you would, Shiho-chan. The old man bade everyone farewell and returned to Hokage Tower. Atsuto waved for the two youngsters to leave him to his busy work. Now both of you go on. Show Naruto what the library has for a young ninja like him. You can finish your work later, Shiho. Shiho nodded and motioned for Naruto to follow her into the archives. Come with me, please. After they started walking for a bit, Shiho started talking. So is this your first time here? Naruto laughed and placed his hands behind his head. Yeah, I just graduated the other day. Gigi brought me here so I could figure out some stuff I couldn't find on taijutsu from the academy stuff. Well, the academy taijutsu is more of something that is used as a building block to help students keep in shape and give them a base for learning more advanced styles later. Shiho replied succinctly as they kept walking. Yeah, Naruto said, squinting. Iruka-sensei said something like that. Shiho nodded and smiled. Well, you graduated. That's good for you. I graduated last year, but I wasn't actually able to become a ninja due to, well, related circumstances, I shouldn't say. Naruto looked at her softly. Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry. I'm probably making you feel bad with all this, aren't I? Shiho waved off his concern. Oh, no, don't worry about it. Because of sensei, I'm still technically an active shinobi, and I still do missions from time to time, but I'm here more often than not. It might actually have been the best thing to happen to me. Atsuto sensei found me after it happened and extended an invitation to be his apprentice in the crypt analysis squad. I actually liked doing it more than I would have liked being a shinobi. Fighting was never really my strong suit in the academy. I wasn't too good at the practical parts. If I hit you, it would probably feel like a paper bag brushed against your face, she said with a slight laugh. As she threw a fate punch, Naruto brushed against his cheek jokingly. Naruto let out a laugh and said, "Eh, you never know. I'm not too good myself. I actually just got a bit of a beatdown today myself. It's going to be all right. A Hokage never lets a little setback stop him." She liked this Naruto kid. There weren't too many shinobi around her age heading to the library for her to talk to, and he didn't treat her like a useless nerd so far. It didn't seem to bother him that she wasn't a real ninja at all. "You want to be Hokage, Uzumaki-kun?" Naruto grinned at her. "You better believe it, Shiho. I'm going to be the best Hokage there ever was. You'll see. Then, when you're the head of the department, we can run this village, Date Bayo." Both of them turned down the aisle as directed by Shiho. "That sounds good. Just make sure you give me a raise, okay?" She said as she trailed her finger along the edges of the books to find a place. "Okay, here's a book on the basics of shinobi combat." She then placed it in his hands. "It's a good read. It's pretty helpful with styles." Naruto looked at the book. "Essential knowledge on shinobi tactics, styles, and skills." "Ah, Shiho-chan, I just wanted a taijutsu scroll and grappling stuff, or something cool looking so I could see if I could learn it before orientation so I have some more cool moves to show off." Naruto went, "Why are you making me read this?" Shiho rolled her eyes. "Because all that stuff you want is all well and good, but if you don't know how or when to use it, when is it good? Then it's not going to help, is it?" She questioned. "If you did end up getting a new style from out of here, then somehow learned it well enough to use by orientation, you still wouldn't have any knowledge on what to do with it. Like, if you want to engage from 100 feet away, how would you get there? Run right at them and hope they stand still and wait for you?" Naruto blushed as he realized that little plan of action didn't exactly work against Tenten. "Okay," he said, begrudgingly. "I'll read this then, I promise." He gave a defeated sigh as Shiho gave him a victorious smile with a V sign before taking him to a table to sit and read it. Shiho seated him and patted him on the back. "Okay, Uzumaki-kun, get started reading this, and I'll see if I can find the stuff on taijutsu that you want." She looked towards the archives and slumped her shoulders. "I really wish someone else was working today other than me and Sensei, though. Help would have been nice." "You need help with help?" Naruto vacantly made the seal for his strongest jutsu after cracking up the book with a bored look. "I can do that. Multiple shadow clone jutsu!" And with a puff of smoke surrounding Naruto and Shiho before revealing a dozen Narutos all looking around blankly. "There you go. Help Shiho-chan find what she's looking for. I'll just stay here and read." He said distastefully. The clones looked at each other before shrugging. "Better to do this than read. Poor boss." The clones thought before one turned to Shiho. "Okay, Shiho-chan, where do we start?" Shiho stared at them in disbelief, poking the one closest to her. "They're all real? That move must be so complex. What is he doing here then? He must be a genius or something." All the clones blushed in embarrassment. "Actually, we were the dead last this year, but that doesn't mean anything." Shiho nodded. Not if this jutsu you have here has anything to say about it. Now, come on, let's go find the real Uzumaki-kun, his scrolls." Naruto simply read along while his clones and Shiho went searching through the place for what he asked for. He promised her he would read this, and she was a nice enough girl. He didn't want to accept his new friend right after meeting her just because he was too much of a blockhead to try and crack a book for once. A ninja's style is an approach to combat that makes use of that ninja's strengths and talents. He proceeded to give off a list of catalog styles and the direct page number to skip to, something Naruto was thankful for as he didn't have to read the whole thing. If he found something he liked, long range, mid range, and close range styles, remembering how Tenten fought, he flipped to the section on long range. "Marksman sounds like her, all right. Marksman, a style more suited for support than direct attack. It is most useful in events of surprise attack to take down multiple foes before they can react, weakening an enemy's defenses and diverting their attention away from the main attack. A marksman's best bet in a fight is to stay at a distance from an opponent to keep out of enemy range and safely bombard them with accurate attacks. Good reflexes and impeccable hand-eye coordination are a hallmark of a good marksman. Marksmen are usually weak against wind-type ninjutsu as their weapons must fly through the air to reach their target." Naruto sighed. "Man, if only I was a wind-type, or even knew how to be one. Then Tenten would have been done for. He laughed at himself and thought of a Chibi-chan Ten throwing stuff at him, and Naruto just lifting one hand and blowing it away like paper. He kept reading through styles such as puppeteering, which actually sounded cool, but they were all from Tsunagakure, and Naruto couldn't even find that place on an unlabeled map, let alone actually know someone from there, so no dice whatsoever. He read about sensor-type ninja, a ninja able to detect the presence of others through their chakra. He was pretty new at that, as he couldn't really use chakra echolocation jutsu far enough for it to be effective enough to call him a proper sensor yet. He eventually lost himself in the books, jumping around reading parts that he found cool enough to pay attention to for the better part of an hour. Uzumaki-kun, Shiho ran back to his table with a scroll in hand. I found the scrolls you were looking for. She placed three scrolls on the table. This is what me and your clones worked out you might like to use. Naruto looked up from his book. Oh, I know. Shiho looked at him strangely. How would you know? You were here the whole time. Why would you possibly know what I had done with your clones? The thought caused Naruto to pause. Why did he know? He remembered doing stuff with Shiho before climbing the bookcase to grab the scrolls at the top, almost tipping over, Shiho screaming, causing him to lose his balance and falling. And that was what jumped into his head about 2 minutes ago. Shiho had a thought. I'll be right back. Uzumaki-kun. While Shiho left to head back into the archives, Naruto looked over at what she'd left. Three scrolls. Softfoot, Long Blade Hand, and Sticky Fist. Softfoot was almost immediately out when Naruto read it. Not only did the name turn him off, but it made him sound like a ballerina. And it didn't seem like his kind of style. It revolved around using your legs for feints and neglecting the use of your hands to deal damage in exchange for kicks. The hands were never used, even when it came to blocking. Head movement and being elusive were touted the defenses of this style. It required good coordination and fast feet. Naruto didn't even know how to train to get fast feet. He tripped up on his own feet walking down the street from time to time. He wasn't too coordinated. Long Blade Hand was a cool concept, but the practice turned Naruto off from learning it. It required you to build up hardness in the tips of your fingers and the knife edge of your hand for powerful chops and straight hand thrusts that could be shoved right through an opponent. It sounded cool in practice, but the training to get your hands that strong in the first place, however, was to repeatedly break your fingertips and pinky side of your hand enough times while learning the strikes that the bones would calcify and harden over time to increase the hardness. The only good thing about that style was that to Naruto was that he would have to drink more milk. Well, last style hooked him in. Sticky Fist went right along with what he had caught notice of in the Academy Taijutsu text of advanced grappling. It basically compounded on what you do after you trap a limb of an opponent. After grabbing an enemy's arms, you would either pull them in and deliver shockingly powerful punches, forearms or elbow strikes, knees, shoulder shots, headbutts, and shoulder joint attacks powered by physical strength and momentum to disable your opponent and keep them close or keep them at literally at arm's reach and pick apart their open defenses with fast looping kicks. It was also the simplest to train. All it required was someone willing to take a beating in order to learn its nuances due to how one close had to remain to an opponent to launch attacks, and willing partners to be trained dummies. Naruto had an abundance of both, and this fit in best with his take three to give one brawling style. And he had shadow clones to beat on for as long as he needed. Naruto's head suddenly snapped up. Shio-chan, what was that all about? You gotta be joking, he cried suddenly. He left his books and scrolls on the table and rushed around the archive to find Shiho with a smile on his face. Naruto dropped to his knees in front of her and said, please tell me you're joking, Shio-chan. I can't afford that. Shio was fighting hard to keep from laughing out loud. I can't afford a 30,000 Ryo fee for library use. Shiho broke down and started laughing. I'm sorry, Uzumaki-kun. It was a joke, but it did end up proving my theory. How did you know I said that? I was all the way over here. You told my clone, didn't you? Naruto said plainly as if it was unimportant. Shiho just stood there, counting the seconds until it hit him, what he had just said, and realizing that him being his ears dead last might not have been so unfounded. Wait, you told my clone. How did I know that? Shh, Shiho said, trying to settle him down. I don't know. Obviously, you get your clones' memories after they get dispelled. Do you know what this means? Naruto shook his head as a shine reflected off the girl's glasses. You could read like 7 books at once, and as long as you use your clones and still get the information from it that they got it. Naruto's face lit up. So I can make my clones read these books while I train and do actual cool stuff? Shiho nodded. Yada! Shh! The sounds of others audibly shushing Naruto erupted from all around the library. Shiho breaking into a mess of giggles as Naruto apologized quietly. Make some of those shadow clones, Uzumaki-kun. There's so much you need to know before you become an active ninja. You won't be dead last by the time I'm through with you. Shiho grabbed onto Naruto's wrist and swiftly dragged him through different aisles, loading him up with books. He had to wonder what part of her wasn't conditioned to be a field ninja, because she was dragging him in half a dozen books around the place like they were weightless. End of chapter notes. Biggity blow, and I'm back from outer space with chapter 2. I have not jack to say worth listening to, so I will simply leave it at that. You all know the drill, so simply proceed, and I will be checking back in sometime later with something else for you all to read sooner rather than later. Any questions in the realm of me answering, i.e. no blatant spoilers, and I will attempt to do so. I hope you enjoy it. Until then, next time, Kenshi out.
So, sorry about the background noise in the last episode, and potentially even in this episode. Sadly, the place I currently am recording does not do super well at preventing sound. Hopefully in the future I'll be able to move to an area that will, I'll be able to block out more sound.
Thank you all for listening to Chapter 2 of Better Left Unsaid by Kenshi 618. Thank you for the listen so far. It's cool to see that there are at least, you know, a few people that want to listen to me and my mediocre narrating skills and other stuff. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us. You can send us an email at betterleftunsaidpodfic@gmail.com. And I believe you can also message through the Anchor website, though I'm not exactly sure how that all works. I guess now it's called Podcasters for Spotify, or Spotify for Podcasters, or something like that. Anyways, I'll let you get to it. Hope the next chapter should be out next week, and see you till then. Bye.